One of the common practices for Tisha B'Av is that, which gives it really the character of the day, is that people are knowing to sit on the floor. It's interesting to note that in Shulchan Aruch this is brought in two places, and we do this twice in different ways. So in Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Nun Beis, it says that the practice is to have the Su'udah Mafsekes while sitting on the floor. So the poskim write that that's not really midin avelos. That we're not avelim yet. Tisha B'Av hasn't really started yet. So therefore, there are ma rights. You can still wear your shoes, even though you're sitting on the floor having your sudum avsekas. And the Magen Avraham writes, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, after the sudum avsekas, you can get back up and sit on a chair if you like. Tisha B'Av has not started. The point of sitting on the floor for the sudum avsekas is that the meal should be a lowly meal. That we should be eating, but it's a sense of lowliness while we're having the sudum avsekas, but we're not really, really availing. So that is the first time that we sit on the floor. Then, once Tisha B'Av starts, so Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, from Shkia Anan, so then there's a din of sitting on the floor. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Nuntes. And that applies until, according to the Ramah, until Chatzos Hayom of Tisha B'Av itself. So where does this come from? This is derived, or it's a minog that's quoted by the Maharam in Rutenberg and others, and they bring a proof or a support from a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says that anything which is prohibited to an Avel is prohibited on Tisha B'Av. So just like an Avel cannot sit on a regular chair, so to on Tisha B'Av we cannot sit on a regular chair. However, the Achronim note that the Gemara does say that, but then it gives examples. Gives a whole list of items, and sitting on a chair is not on that list, so it doesn't mention that. It says Avel can't wash and he can't anoint himself, and he is also b'talmud Torah, and so to on Tisha B'Av. It doesn't say that you have to sit on the floor in the Gemara. So the Achronim write in Ochanami that this sitting on a chair is not aser, it's not aser medina. It's a minhag. The minhag got support from this Gemara. The Gemara indicates that we're like Avelim on Tisha B'Av, and therefore the minhag developed that we should express that Avelus by sitting on the floor, but it's not Aser Medina. So this has various ramifications. Number one, as mentioned, that the minhag only applies until Chatzos Hayom. Anything which is Aser Me'ikar Hadin on Tisha B'Av is Aser the entire day. But this is a minhag, and the minhag determined that this is applied until Chatzos Hayom. Salvechik famously explains that at Chatzos Hayom there's a little bit of a turning point from more of an emphasis on Avelus to more of an emphasis on a regular Yom HaTainus and Tefillah. But whatever the case may be, until Chatzos Hayom is when it applies. Secondly, for those who, for whatever reason, have a difficult time sitting on the floor due to their physical condition, so there would be room to be lenient as well. And thirdly, the poskim write that even though in earlier generations it was customary that Avelim and Shiva sat on the floor, not on low chairs like we're knowing today. So nonetheless, on Tisha B'Av, you don't have to sit on the floor, you can sit on something. You can sit on a pillow, on a low chair, which is lower than a regular chair. How low? So many assume within three tzvachim of the ground. I saw the Sefer HaLichos Shlomo that he writes, it doesn't have to be within three tzvachim of the ground. As long as it's low, it's not a normal thing to sit on, it's a lower than usual chair, that would be sufficient. Just to mention a couple of other details. What if a person is traveling? So obviously, in a car, so there's not much to talk about. You have to sit on a sit-on a chair. What about on a bus? So in the Sefer HaLichos Shlomo, he wrote that if there's room and in a safe way, a person can stand and hold on, then there'd be room to be machmer to do that. Otherwise, a person can sit down. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he just wrote, sit down. A person's not sitting in such a situation as a sign of comfort. It's in order to be able to be safe. Finally, just to mention a glimmer, perhaps, of Nechama in the Piskei Tshuvos, he writes in a footnote the name of different Sifrei Chassidus, that when we're sitting on the floor and mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, actually is a powerful time of tefillah and rachamim, and that based on the idea that at the time of the Churban there was tremendous din and tremendous destruction, but that the silver lining was the rachamim that came with that our sins were in a to a large degree absolved without our destruction. So the destruction of the Jewish people, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash unleashed rachamim klapei the Jewish people. So hopefully we'll be able to be zocheh to that as well. Have a wonderful day and besoros tovos.